Thanks for listening. This is Brian Hurley from Business Performance Improvement. The podcast, Lean Six Sigma Bursts, are short lessons, comments, Q&A, and insights. If you have a question, send your question through the Anchor app, and we might feature you on a future episode. Or contact me at biz-pi.com.
In this podcast, I go through a question that was asked in one of my classes recently about what if I already have a solution in mind, or we're already creating the problem statement as a solution to an existing issue? Should I pick a different project, or can we look at that project a little differently? And what do we do with these existing solutions that are already being thrown out there? How do I handle that scenario? So I explain my thoughts on that, and hopefully you find this helpful if you're thinking about launching a new improvement project. This is really critical because we want to get a solid project well-defined, and this can take some time to do, and you want to get that part right. If you do it well, then the rest of this really works out much nicer.
Let me pause for a moment to tell you about our sponsor, Creative Safety Supply. Creative Safety Supply is a great resource for free guides, infographics, and continuous improvement tools. I recommend starting with their 5S guide. It includes breakdowns of the five pillars, ways to begin implementing 5S, and even organization tips and color charts. From red tags to floor markings, it's all there. Download it for free at creativesafetysupply.com/5S.
I mean, the goal is on these projects is that something tangible and objective leads you to a solution. Some people who have some experience with these tools before will tell me, like, I've already done some of this work, and that's why I got to the solution that I arrived at. I've done some studies, we collected data, we looked at the data, this is what we came up with. As we get into more of these tools, especially in the first couple weeks, you might find that I did a lot of this similar stuff. And if that's the case, then that could be used to show that that's how you arrived at your solution. But if it's a new problem, you haven't dug into it yet, and you're saying, we think it's this, but we haven't done the detailed analysis yet or investigation, then I would say, take it up another level and say, all right, what's the real problem that this would solve? If you want to use this same project, let's see if the data and the analysis takes us to the same solution. And it says, yep, that's right. The solution that originally thought that now makes sense, but we have the data to support it now. We have the results, the analysis to show that that is a good solution. It's not just a guess. So that's one option. But for example, some people will propose a project that would be like, we need to standardize how people do the work on this one process. That's a solution, right? Because it's saying, this is how we're going to solve a problem. So what I'll tell them is, okay, bring it back and say, why are you doing that? What's the real issue? Well, the issue is the productivity numbers aren't where they need to be, or there's a lot of labor costs involved in this process. And that is what we're trying to ultimately fix. So our labor costs are too high. We're trying to bring that number down. That makes a good problem statement. There's a current performance and a goal, and that's what creates the problem. So if you said the labor costs are $10,000 a month, and we want to get that to $8,000, that could be the project. And then as you analyze it, you could figure out, okay, why are the costs too high? Well, it looks like some people perform it very quickly and others struggle and make mistakes and take longer to do that. And therefore, we have the data to show that there's inconsistencies in how the work's being done. And so the improvement plan would then suggest we need to standardize and get everybody to that same performance level. Then you could say that standardizing the work is the right solution to that original problem. But what we'd say basically is you have to kind of step back a little bit and make sure that you've got the data and analysis to show that that's the right answer. If you're already starting in on that work and you don't have the ability to go back and like review it and check the data to confirm that's the right solution, then I would say maybe pick a different project to start, one that you're not as familiar with, where you don't have a solution. It's okay to have ideas about potential solutions too going into it, but we just want to leave that open for the possibility that we can change our mind and do something else. So same example, labor costs are too high. Let's bring it down a couple thousand dollars a month. That's our problem. As we dig into it, we actually find out that they're all doing it fairly consistently, but there's shortages in raw material, or the previous process is holding up the work getting done. And so people are idle waiting for the work to show up. A different solution to that could be, how do we get better flow from the previous process so this team isn't sitting idle, wasting time, losing and increasing labor costs? They don't have work to do. So originally you had the idea that it's inconsistencies in the workers, but then you find out in the data that it's actually inconsistent deliveries to that work set. Then we could say, let's focus on the real issue of getting better work coming into that area so that team's less idle, less standing around and waiting. Then you do that and you see the labor costs come down, or they get more units out the door, which maybe that's a productivity gain, right? Same amount of cost, but more stuff's coming through that work area. So you've effectively have a good solution to that problem, but it was something different than you originally thought. That's okay too, but as long as that whatever you end up implementing, you have to show the connection from the problem to the data and what you learned to the solution. It's okay if people have ideas. Hold those ideas for now. Let's see if the data backs it up. And if it takes us down that same path, then we're going to implement that solution probably. But sometimes it takes us down a different path, and we have to be flexible to be able to move to where the data tells us, assuming we have good data. It's not misleading or wrong in something.
LeanSixSigmaDefinition.com has a list of glossary items about popular process improvement terms, along with a history of Lean and Six Sigma methods, and key influencers like Dr. Edward Stemming, Henry Ford, Taichi Ono, Shigeo Shingo, and many more. You can also learn how to access affordable Lean and Six Sigma training and certification. Visit LeanSixSigmaDefinition.com.